Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this gives her a good understanding of your patterns and your character so that she can understand your behavior better and understand what you're going to do. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, a need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. Sorry, I just had a problem with my computer there. That he's the one that's going to be protecting you during these difficult times and guiding you. You don't know what's going to happen. You need to lean upon him. Because I see so many people trying to prepare and really, the only preparation is being conformed to the image of Christ, letting him guide you, because you just, things are going to come out of the woodwork. You can't predict where they're going to come from, but he knows, okay? So you need to cleave to him and let him guide you, and you'll be fine, okay? He'll take care of you. So the scripture says, never have I seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging for bread. So you'll be fine, okay? I just spoke in the previous podcast about FDR and this concept, okay? Of the Lord judging towards the end, okay? Things are going to shift, okay? It says this in the book of Daniel, that by peace he will destroy many, speaking of the Antichrist, okay? You're going to see as the coming of Christ approaches, okay? And the judgment of the whole world, okay? You're going to see, okay, things get more and more difficult, okay? This is what you see in the book of Revelation with the vials of wrath and then all the curses and things like that, okay? But you're going to see this play out on a smaller scale, okay, during times of judgment here in the United States, okay? And everything is the opposite, okay? You need to walk in the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to read your Bible from cover to cover. You're done, read it again. It's really kind of difficult to just kind of pinpoint scriptures. It's really just a whole book of Revelation where you see this, okay? The wrath of God coming down. And he's coming down because people are headed towards hell, okay? And the one that's going to save them from that is the Antichrist. He's going to say, you don't need to repent. You don't need to be fine, okay, with the Lord. That's not, don't worry about that. You come over here and I will save you. I will make your life better in this world, in this life. And when he does that, he's actually sending people to hell. But everybody's going to think he's a nice guy, okay? And then until surprise, surprise, Christ shows up and throws him. And judges him, okay, and makes war with him, like in the scriptures I read previously, okay, and they're all wrong, okay? You need to be asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit because it's only him that can teach you this, okay? Because when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're actually excited about times of judgment. They're difficult. They require a lot of faith, okay? And you need to be close to your God. You can't just be winging it, okay? But you get excited because you see people who are living in darkness and deceived. So many people are deceived, especially so many Christians. They think that they're fine with Christ. They think they're fine with God, and they're not. They're in big trouble, okay? And because things are okay carnally in this world, in this life, they can go on deceiving themselves, okay? But when the Lord moves upon them in times of judgment and everything that's not of Christ and that's, that's not under that covering comes crashing down and they see that, okay, then that's a wonderful time to truly evangelize because the people here in the United States, they know the gospel, okay? People are going around, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. You should spread the gospel, but no, honestly, most people know. They don't care, okay, because their lives are fine, or they're deceived and they think that they're fine, okay? They say, I'm fine with the Lord, and they're not, okay? The true gospel comes is revealed during times of judgment. People say, okay, I'm not okay with the Lord, okay? Things clearly are not good, okay? And then that's when a spirit-filled Christian can come in and tell them the truth and get them to repent and have them truly be on the road to eternal life, okay? But this pattern, okay, you're going to see it show up during times of judgment, and you can see it in history, okay, where the Lord is judging a country, okay, and then things are going bad, And it's, but it's good, okay? Because it's leading to salvation quietly. It's just you don't see it in the history books. And then some guy shows up, okay? And FDR is an excellent example because right then after, it's almost like he's boasting. He puts that symbol on the dollar bill with the one eye over the pyramid, okay? It's just a good example, a precursor of what you can expect, okay, when the Lord brings these judgments and how the Antichrist tries to turn people away from repentance. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day abounding in the Spirit, and that she understands that she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover, and when she's done, read again and ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, in Jesus' name, amen.